Chapter 7, The Confession. As Dorian was having breakfast the next morning, Basil Hallward came into the room.
"I'm so glad I found you, Dorian,"
he said.
"I called last night, and they told me you were at the opera. Of course, I know that was impossible, but you didn't tell anyone where you were. I spent a terrible evening worrying about you. I can't tell you how heartbroken I am about the whole thing. I know what you must suffer. Did you go and see the girl's mother? What did she say about it all?"
"My dear Basil, I don't know,"
said Dorian, drinking some wine and looking very bored.
"I was at the opera."
"You went to the opera?"
said Hallward, speaking very slowly.
"You went to the opera while Sybil Vane was lying dead in some dirty room? Dorian, how could you?"
"Stop, Basil. I won't hear it,"
cried Dorian.
"What is done is done. What is past is past."
"You call yesterday the past?"
"Only stupid people need years to lose an emotion. I don't want to be dominated by my emotions. I want to use them, to enjoy them, to dominate them."
"Dorian, this is horrible. Something has changed you completely. You look exactly like the beautiful boy who came to my studio. But you were simple and affectionate then. You talk as if you had no heart, no pity." "It's all Harry's influence. I can see that."
"Harry has taught me many things, Basil. You've only taught me to love my own beauty."
"I'm very sorry for that, Dorian."
"I don't know what you mean, Basil. What do you want?"
"I want the Dorian Gray I used to paint,"
said the artist sadly.
"Basil, I was a boy when you met me. I'm a man now. I have new passions, new thoughts, new ideas. I'm different, but you must always be my friend. Of course, I'm very fond of Harry, but I know that you're better than he is. Don't leave me, Basil, and don't argue with me. I am what I am."
The painter was moved by Dorian's words. Dorian was very dear to him, and he did not want to argue with him. He hoped that his cold indifference was merely a passing mood.
"Well, Dorian,"
he said with a sad smile,
"I won't speak to you again about this horrible thing. You must come and sit for me soon."
"I can never sit for you again, Basil. It's impossible,"
he cried.
"What nonsense! Don't you like the portrait I did for you? Where is it? Why have you put a screen in front of it?"
"The light was too strong for the picture."
"Too strong? No, the light is perfect here. Let me see it."
He walked towards the portrait. A cry of terror came from Dorian Gray's lips, and he rushed between the painter and the screen.
"Basil!"
he said.
"If you try to look at it, I'll never speak to you again as long as I live."
Hallward was shocked. He had never seen Dorian like this before. He was pale and trembling with rage.
"Of course I won't look at it if you don't want me to,"
he said rather coldly.
"But it seems absurd that I shouldn't see my own work, especially as I'm going to exhibit it in Paris in the autumn."
"To exhibit it? You want to exhibit it?"
exclaimed Dorian Gray in terror. Was the world going to see his secret?
"You told me a month ago that you would never exhibit it,"
he cried.
"Why have you changed your mind?"
The painter looked troubled.
"Let's sit down. Dorian, have you ever noticed anything strange in the picture?"
"Basil!"
cried Dorian, staring at him with wild eyes.
"I see you did. Listen to what I have to say. From the moment I met you, your personality had the most extraordinary influence over me. I was totally dominated by you. I wanted to have you all to myself. I was only happy when I was with you. One day, a fatal day, I sometimes think, I decided to paint a portrait of you. When it was finished, I looked at it and felt that I'd put too much of myself into it. But after the painting had left my studio, its terrible fascination went with it. I felt I'd been foolish, and when I received this offer from Paris, I decided to accept. I never thought you'd refuse. However, I won't exhibit it if you don't want me to."
Dorian Gray took a long breath. the danger was over. Yet he felt pity for the painter who had just made this strange confession to him. He wondered if he would ever be dominated by the personality of a friend, like Lord Henry, perhaps.
It's extraordinary that you saw this in the portrait.
I saw something in it that seemed very strange,
said Dorian.
Well, you don't mind if I look at it now?
Dorian shook his head.
You mustn't ask me that, Basil.
Well, goodbye then,
said the painter sadly.
I understand how you feel.
As Hallward left the room, Dorian smiled to himself. Poor Basil. How little he knew the true reason. How strange it was. Instead of having to reveal his own secret, he had succeeded in learning his friend's secret. Now he understood the painter's wild devotion and jealousy, and he felt sorry. There was something tragic in a friendship so coloured by romance. He rang the bell, and his servant entered. He asked for him to send Mrs. Leaf, the housekeeper, to the library. When she arrived, he asked her for the key of the old schoolroom. The old woman gave him the key and left the room. Dorian put the key in his pocket and looked around. He saw a large purple bed cover embroidered in gold. He picked it up and covered the terrible thing. An hour later, two men arrived to move the portrait upstairs.
I'm afraid it's rather heavy,
said Dorian, opening the door of the schoolroom where he was going to hide the secrets of his corrupted soul. He had not entered the room since his cruel grandfather's death. Every moment of his lonely, painful childhood came back to him as he looked around. He remembered the immaculate purity of his life as a young boy, and now he was hiding the fatal portrait there. It was the only safe place in the house. He had the key, and no one else could enter to see his shame. On returning to the library, he found a note and a book that Lord Henry had sent him. Lord Henry's note said that he had sent him a book that might interest him. His eyes fell on the yellow book, and he began reading it. After a few minutes, he became absorbed by the strange book about a young Parisian who spent his life searching for and enjoying all sorts of passions and pleasures, good and evil. Dorian Gray was fascinated by the book and could not put it down. When he finally met Lord Henry at the club, it was nearly 9 o'clock. Lord Henry was sitting alone and looking bored.
It's all your fault, Harry,
he cried.
That book you sent me made me forget the time.
I thought you'd like it,
said Lord Henry.
I didn't say I liked it. I said it fascinated me. There's a great difference.